something else. There's something else the Mishnah left out. The din of a teva. A teva, Rashi says, the bachreinus. On the last 7 days, the last fast, the cycle of 7 fast days, you have to go outside in the rechayv, in the street, and bring the teva, they bring the bima outside in the middle of the street, and everybody comes together, and they make a big yom tefillah, their rechayv here in the middle of the street. Now that you only do the last 7 days. The middle 3 days, we don't take the teva, the bima out of the shul, into the street. So you see, there are things the Mishnah left out. Tamar says no. Imishum teva, if you want to say for the fact the Mishnah left out the word teva, that so you see there's more differences. So maybe only the last 7 days has 24 brachas, but the middle three doesn't have 24 brachas. Like just like it left out the inyan of a teva. Like we'll see later on, who had then left out 24. Tamar says no. Teva lav shiruhu. Hatayin inyan of a teva. That's not called leaving out something. Why? Mili de tzinikatani. We're only talking about things that we do in shul, inside. But mili de fahesia, things we do outside in the street of fahesia, grab in front of everybody, like itani, those things, ta'kenech naim, the Mishnah is not talking about them. So that's why teva is not called a shir. It's not called left out. So it could be really, what we're saying now is, just like the last seven has 24 brachas, who are in the middle three also have 24 brachas. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says, masnitzen dami deka. Our Mishnah is also proof of this. Why? Tiktoni, it says like this. The Mishnah Damedaika means that we have 24 brachas by the middle three also. Why is it a raya? Tiktoni, ma'elu yisairas ala rishoynis. How was the last fast days more than the first ones? Ela shebe'elu ma'asriyin. On the last 7 days, we blow the shofar, we scream out, v'noel anasachanuyis, and we close the shops. Aval b'chol devrayim zevazeshoven. Of everything else, the last 7 fast days and the middle 3 fast days all have the exact same halacha of the shoven. So you see clearly, l'chura, the 24 brachas applies both cases. The chitayim, maybe you tell me no. Hochinami here also ton of a shayir, it left out something else. So therefore, it can leave also out the meaning of 24 brachas. For the Gemara, v'yelama elu ketoni, it says lashon of elu mashma these elu yaseris, these are the only things. Vaita betizbroi, I'll bring you a svara. Ma'elo dafka, you want to tell me that ma'elo is only these things and nothing else? V'ashaya la b'teva, as we said before, I'll bring you a proof like the Mishnah left out other things also. There's the inyan of the last 7 days, we use a teva. We take the bima outside the shul into the rabbim in the streets, and we start davening outside. And that we don't do by the first middle three. And you see the Mishnah left that all out. V'i mishum teva lav shira. Out this inyan of a teva, it's not called a shir. Why? Mishum the kachosh of law bidach pirka. Because the next parak talks about that inyan. Senech naim, the Mishnah here left it out, but left it out for reason because the parak later talks about it. About kol ponim, the inyan of 24 brachas does apply zai by the last 7 and also by the middle 3 also. Tamara says no. Hash to the asil hochi. Now that you just said this last answer, that something that the Gemara, the Masechta talks about the next parak, we don't have to talk about now. I tell you, Eskrim v'yabo nami lav shirihu. Enech nami, that the Mishnah left out and didn't talk about the difference between the 24 brachas, that maybe really only the last 7 days, those fast days, we say 24 brachas when the Shliach Tziba says over the Shemon Esrei. The middle three doesn't. Why didn't the Mishnah say this difference? Tikotoni lo b'yedach pirka, because it says in the next parak. Since the next parak talks about the inyan of Anatayin Sibur, they said 24 brachas, so since it said it then, it's not so shver why it didn't have repeated and said in this Mishnah, there's a difference. For the Gemara, call upon my heavy law. What's the maskana? In other words, back to the original Shiloh. Where do we say Anenu? On a Tfilas, on a Tainis, that you have to say the bracha Anenu, where in Shmon Esrei do we say Anenu? Omer Rav Shmuel, Bar Satitoi, V'chein Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Ben Goyel Araifa. He says, no, not like we do, that even a yochid, a private person, when he davens a Shemon Esrei, he says an extra bracha, 19 brachas, or like us, it's 20 brachas, that you have to say aneinu, a new bracha by itself, between Goyel Yisrael and Refeinu. Rav Ashi Oma, Mishmei de Rav Yanai, Berei de Rav Yishmael, V'shmei Atfila. No, you say it during Shemei Atfila. Tehilchusa, what's the maskona? V'shmei Atfila, like we do.
when a yachid, any time we daven shem resu in tiny sibor, by mincha time, the minig is, we say shem, ensuring shemer tefillah, we say anenu. We never say an extra bracha, a yachid never says the extra bracha. We only say it during shemer tefillah, we hear this in anin anenu to it. Only the Shrich Tzibu, when he says over Shemon Esrei, he tak adds the extra bracha, he says between Rufeinu, and between Goyal and Rufeinu, he says the extra bracha. Tana, this one we'll stick tomorrow. Tani Choda, one price says like this. Ubrois, a pregnant lady, Yomanikois, a lady that's nursing, Miss Anois Barishonis. They have to fast the first set of the three fast days. They have to fast. V'yei Misanis Bachronis. But the last fast days, they don't have to. Pasha, that means the last fast days are 7 fast days. That's too much for them already. 7 days to fast is too much. For the first one, there's only 3 days, that they have to. For Tan Yidach, another price we learned, Misanas Bachrenis, no. They have to fast the last 7 fast days. For Yen Misanas Rishonis, but they don't have to fast the first 3 fast days. In other words, when Rosh Chodesh Kislev afterwards, those first 3 sets of a tiny seabor, these pregnant ladies and the nursing lady doesn't have to fast it. For Tan Yidach, another price that says, Ein Misanas, no, they don't have to fast. Loi Burishonis, Loi Bachrenis. They don't have to fast, not the first set and not the last set. Not the last set. So, of course, a big theory here. What do they have to do? The Mamish, all 3 shittas here. Which one of the 3 do they have to fast? One says the first, one says the last, one says neither. So what's going on here? When did his Nashim have to fast? So Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says one teretz. Nokot emtsiyusa biyodcho demetartzen kulu. Take the middle one, and that answers everything. In other words, the middle 3 fast days, those are the 3 fast days that Nashim have to fast. A pregnant lady and the nursing lady, they have to fast the middle 3. So that the Brisa says, the first one, yes. The last one, no. The first one means the middle 3. The middle 3, that they should fast, is only 3 days. The last one, the last 7, that's too long. 7 days is too long for them. That they don't have to. That it says, the first one, no. And the last one, yes. That means the first 3 and the middle 3. That's it. The first set of 3, they don't have to. That's not so chomer yet. Bechal, they don't have to fast. The middle 3 fast days, that's more chomer, that they do have to fast. So if you take the middle one, that answers everything. And that's the last price to say. They don't have to fast the first one. They don't have to fast the last one means the first 3, they don't have to fast. The last 7, they don't have to fast. Only the middle 3 days, those are the 3 tinnuses that even the Noshim, that are Ubrois and Menikois, they also have to fast. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding the Daf Yud Dalet holding. Second to that, Yema'elu Yiseiros Halu Rishonis. What is the last 7 days that you have to fast stronger than the middle 3 even? Hela Shebelu Masriyin. In the last 7, you have to, we'll soon see, use the shofar, scream out. V'neilu Nesachanuyis. You also have to close the stores on these last 7 days that we fast. The more about my Masriyin. What do you mean Masriyin? We shout, we make noise. How do we make this noise? Tomorrow the tefillah on these last 7 kindnesses. Is Rabbi Yehuda Rama b'Shofaros. We have to blow the shofar. But each bracha of the Shemon Esra that will moisef, Rashi says b'Shofaros, Hoye oisin ha-truis, loshin ha-trua k'moy trua, ostam trua pshut lefneu l'achreo. You have to have a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards, and a trua in between. Like we learned how mamas like Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says at the end, v'yashesh brachos, shoye masifim b'yoyim ha-tainis, hoye teiken ha-kol bracha, that for each extra bracha, no, usually it's only 18 brachas. Today it's 24. The extra 6 brachas, we'll soon see what they are, used to blow the shofar after each bracha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav Oma Ba'anenu. But Masriyan doesn't mean with the shofar, it means with our koil, with our voice. We scream out, we say Anenu, we dive into Hashem screaming. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Masriyin Anenu B'Kol Rom. We say Anenu, Hashem, please enter us with a loud voice. Hayotzeikin Anenu Avinu, Anenu, Anenu L'Kei Avram, Anenu, Anenu L'Kei Yitzchok, Anenu, Anenu L'Kei Yaakov, Anenu, Hakol Kafin, Shomim Asayf HaSlichas. Like we say at the end of Slichas, that's what they used to say also.
That's the machlekes. What does masriya mean? Does it mean with a shofar, or does it mean we say aneinu with a kol gadol? So Mor says kasakot daitach the havi minar is that man di yom of aneinu. The one that says masriya means we scream out, we say aneinu, Hashem aneinu, lo yom of a shofar. He holds you don't use a shofar. Only b'kol rom with a voice and not with a shofar. Or man di yom of a shofar. And the one that says, no, you have to blow the shofar after each bracha, lo yom av aneinu. He does not hold, you have to scream out aneinu. For the more of a tanya, we learn it like this. Ein peichsin misheva taniyos ala tzibur. We don't have less by these last seven fast days that the tzibur has to fast, shebehen yudches hasrois. That we have 18 hasrois, 18 times we scream out on these each day of these last seven tainuses. V'simen ladov yerichoi. The simon is just like by Yerichai. The way Klai Yisrael went to fight against Yerichai was they used the shofar, they blew the shofar, and that made the wall fall down. Is mashm here also? You have to use a shofar. That's the Gemara says Yerichai shofar is heavy, and by Yerichai they used to use a shofar. Says mashm here also by the Tainuses they used to use a shofar. Like Rashi says Shmoyne osa hasrois shein moisifin vav brachos meyutches ad chav dalet. There's an extra six brachas in Shimon Esrei that the Shliach Tzibah says on a tiny Tzibah, these seven tiny Tzibahs. Olecholacha shalosh truyas. For each bracha you blow three, like one tkiya, one trua, one tkiya. So 6 times 3 is 18. So you have 18. V'simen ledavar shletiter yimasru azu trua oitfilam is Yerichai. Remember then what happened by Yerichai, Rashi says. It says by Yerichai, shofreis. So mail a tzuraya that on a tiny sauce you have to blow the shofar. So Gemara says a tiyufta leman diyam abaneinu. It's a tiyufta, the one that says just you stand scream, use your voice, you don't use the shofar. So Gemara says like this, what you have to say is elo, not like we wanted to say, but rather b'shofarayis tekuliyam oleplegi dekor leasro. Everybody holds you have to use the shofar. When they daven the Shimon Esrei these extra six brachas, they blew the shofar 3 times after each bracha. Ki plegi, that everybody holds. The wisdom of machlekes, be aneinu. If you also have to scream out and say aneinu, ma sova korreloi hasro. One holds yes, screaming out aneinu is also called hasro. Or ma sova loi korreloi hasro. No, that's not called hasro. That you don't have to scream this out by a tiny seba. The more lemandi yama baneinu. The one that says you have to scream out baneinu kol shchein b'shoifres. He's also asking for sure. He used to blow the shofar also. But the leman the yom of the shofar is the one that says no. They used to blow the shofar on these seven tainuses on the last six brachas. Aval baneinu loy. That's the machlokes. He holds aneinu. No, that's not called hasroah. They didn't have to also scream out aneinu on the tainus dibur. They just blew the shofar on each of the six brachas. For the gemara v'tanya, we learned like this. V'shar kol mina peronius hamitzrak shoyis. Not only it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, but any other bad situation comes up, any peronius, any type of punishment comes upon Klal Yisrael, kagoyin chichod, a special type of a scratch, everybody gets a disease, you have to scratch yourself, chagav, or the Rashi Arba, the locust comes, zavuv, a type of a fly, tziro, hornets, Rashi says, uksoy says, odem, they bite you, v'yatushim, Rashi nechnosim, be'enov, v'chaitmoy, small type of insects that go into your nose and into your eyes, v'shiluach nechoshim, v'yakrovim, or snakes and scorpions come around, lo is at such a tsar when a peronius comes to Klal Yisrael. So it says here, lo yhoyu masriyin. Here they did not make a trua, elot soyekin. They only used to scream out to Hashem like daven to Hashem. It says that they used to scream out mashma with the mouth. So using your mouth, screaming out with your mouth, that's called tzuako. Of a hasroa b'shoifreis. What's called hasroa? That on these other things you don't do it. Mashma is called shoifreis. So tzuraya, that's what our Mishnah says, that on these last seven tainuses, they used to make masriyin, it has to mean with a shofar, and not like the man the Yomit says, it means b'korom. Tzumura says, true tanoi, yitakas ha-machlokes tanoi. The Tanya will learn like this. Al Eilu Masriyim. These are the days that we are Masroah. We do something. The Shabbos, even on Shabbos. If what happens to Klal Yisrael? Al Ir Shekifu Agayis. If an army comes to besiege a city, or a Nohor or else a river comes in, like overflowing over the city. The Yasvina Mutarefis Biyam. Well, you're on a ship, that it's a bad weather, and it's about to drown in the Yam. You're allowed to be Masriyim even on Shabbos.
Rabbi Yossi says, that's what it says, Masrin, you could do something on Shabbos, Liazoro. It only means you could scream out, like to ask for help. You're allowed to scream out, make as much noise as you want, because they people should come to help you. But just time to scream out to daven to Hashem, that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Rashi says, "V'loy litzuaka tefila shenona b'tuchon kol kach shetel tefilos and litzak aleim b'Shabbos." We're not so like a b'tuach that Hashem will listen to the tefila on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be a tzuaka. About kol ponim v'may. That's what it says on Shabbos. You all ought to be masriyin. With what are you masri on Shabbos? If you want to say use a shofar on Shabbos, for the Gemara, is that true? Shofar is b'Shabbos mishori. Are you allowed to use a shofar on Shabbos? Like it's an usa isha midrabbonin? Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Elo lav b'aneinu. Elo mai for sure, what it means here is that you scream out, aneinu, aneinu, Hashem. Like even though it's only Lazar, people should come and help you, but vice versa, if you scream out to Hashem, aneinu, people will come to help you. The korin lo hasro. And still here, the Braisa calls it Hasro, Shema Mina. So we see there's such a man, the Yom, there is a Tana that holds, what does Masrin mean? Not with a Shofar, but it means Bekel Rum. So the kid says, some Achlekes Tanoyin. One Tana holds Masrin means Dafka with a Shofar, and here it's Mashma Masrin applies to a curl. Just using your voice, screaming out, that's also called Masrin. So the kid says, some Achlekes Tanoyin, exactly what does our mission mean by Masrin? Does it only mean a shofar, or does it mean two things? A shofar plus using your coil. Now, the Gemara says, "B'shnei d'Rav Yehuda Nesiya, at the year, at the time of Yehuda Nesiya, have a tzara. There was a big tzara, something bad was happening to Klal Yisrael. And Gaza, Tolosa,